Welcome to Amplifying Voices, where we share the stories of people sparking change in our communities.
We center the voices of people who are LGBTQ+, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Ray.
Today, we're speaking with Ernesto Somoza, a lifelong Tucsonan who is using his creative energy to harness the passion of his students. He teaches dual enrollment graphic design at Pima Community College and Pueblo High School. Ernesto, what are some of the most innovative things you're teaching in your class?
In my class, I've gone above and beyond to include 3D printing, laser engraving, and all kinds of innovative technology that is going to be the future. I believe when students are able to see their creations in, like, let's say Adobe Illustrator, and then actually see it be laser cut into wood or 3D printed, then that's when they're like, whoa, this is so cool. And seeing students just get so, like, surprised with that, they're like, wow, I had no idea that you could even do this with graphic design. That excitement is what drives, I believe, my program and why I'm also so excited to teach this program.
You're involved in a lot outside of the classroom as well with Minerva Student Clubs. Could you talk some about the clubs that you're involved in?
I'm the advisor of the Technology Club. I'm also the advisor of Travel Club. I also have another club, which is Road Warriors, which is our cycling club. So what I like about cycling class is it shows you, like, how to love your community. And there's so many things about, like, being on the loop. The loop is, like, in the heart of Tucson. And there's so many things that we're able to experience on the loop. And so many students are just like, wow, I never even knew that this resource was here in Tucson. So sharing things like that with my students. I'm also the advisor of Hiking Club. We've gone to White Sands, New Mexico. We have gone to the Grand Canyon a few times. We went to Plateau Point. It's just so much fun being able to share a lot of these experiences with students and showing them to love not only Tucson, but showing them to love our earth, showing them to love nature, and showing them just these, I believe, resources that they can use to calm themselves. And the more that we connect with nature, the less we stress. And I'm trying to share that with students.
You take your students to a very special place at Sabino Canyon. Could you tell us about that spot and why you take students to that place in particular?
So every year, I take students to Sabino Canyon, and I like to take them to a place really close to the Sabino Canyon Dam. And the Sabino Canyon Dam is a place where the National Park Service came in and they dammed it. And now it's kind of changed. It used to just be a stream, but, you know, you have this, like, now dammed river. But most people, when they go to Sabino Canyon, they don't realize that Native Americans here in Tucson occupied that space. I think if you go into the visitor center, there is, like, maybe, like, a picture, a couple pictures or two that talk about this, but I believe that the National Park Service should be, like, saying, like, Native Americans, this was Native American land in this area. Native Americans actually had crops. They had grinding mills, and they had, not mills, but they had grinding stones. So I take my students and I show them the grinding stone, and I tell them, like, you know, like, look at this, and, like, see that we came first. We've been here. So when, like, people tell us that, like, you don't belong here or you don't belong in this country, it's really untrue, because, like, we've been here as a culture for a long, long time. You are here, and don't ever let anyone tell you that you don't belong.
Do you have any final messages you'd like to send out to Pueblo students and students everywhere?
I really highly recommend students to get involved in their communities, get involved in their schools. Don't ever feel like, oh, I hate my community. I hate living over here. There's so many beautiful things in this little community, even especially, like, here at Pueblo as, like, a micro community, but, like, as a big community, the city of South Tucson, it is gold where we live. Love the place that you live and get engaged, and can't go wrong.
Thanks for listening to Amplifying Voices. For the full interview, photos, and more, visit peoplesparkingchange.org.
Music by Jaime J. Soto.